This podcast is brought to you by Harvest Family Church in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, please visit harvestfamilychurch.ca. We hope you are encouraged by today's message from our lead pastor, Brent Coulter.
You can be seated tonight. Let's just pray before we get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for those that have signed up to be water baptized. And we just thank you, Father, that they have decided to follow Christ, but not only that, to go public with their faith. And we thank you, Lord, that we can join with them as a community, and that we, as we look through your scriptures tonight and we learn about it, thank you, Lord, that light comes to all. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to be teaching on water baptism, and we're going to have a water baptism service on Sunday, May the 26th. So this is the teaching session for that, for the people that have signed up. We just wanted to make sure that everybody understood what it was all about. And we also invited people who are still considering, not sure about it, what does it actually all mean, all those different things. So we're going to try to answer those questions tonight a little bit. And we're actually going to show you real quick the highlight reel of our last water baptism service, which was the first one here. So let's just take a look at the screen and watch this together. I love water baptism. It's one of the great things that we do in our faith. And so we're just going to explain a little bit tonight why we as a church baptize the way we do and how we do it and why we built a tank in our stage so that we would do this, and other churches do other things, but why do we function with this tradition? And so we're just going to look through the scripture a little bit together, and we're going to define what baptism is, and so we can understand and hopefully answer everybody's questions tonight. The word baptism itself, it just means to submerge. It means to dip. And so that's why we baptize, when people put right under the water, just because that's what the word means. It means to submerge. And we believe definitely in believer's baptism. Now, I know, how many of you were either dedicated or baptized as a child? Now, I was baptized in the United Church. What's different about what we do as adults is when we're getting baptized as an adult, that's something we're choosing to do. Now, you getting baptized or dedicated as a child, that was nothing wrong. Your parents weren't doing anything wrong. But it was more of their faith, or was it more of their intent for you to serve God when you got older? But how many know that we have to make that choice as we get older? And really, within the scripture, there is no example of a baby getting baptized. They're all adults. In other words, they've already made a decision. And because of that decision, we then therefore water baptize somebody. So we're not angry at people who got baptized as a child. But if you were baptized as a child and you haven't been baptized as an adult, we encourage you to get baptized as an adult, because your parents did that for you. But now you make the choice of doing that. And when we dedicate children on Sunday, you hear us explain this is more of the parents, right? The parents are dedicating the child. So the parents are making a commitment. The church is making a commitment. It's not the same thing as a baby baptism. But we baptize adults, and we start from grade 6. So in other words, people that can make a choice to follow Jesus, not just something that their parents are doing. Now, when we think about baptism, really it is a public display of a choice that you've already made, that you've already decided to follow Jesus, and you are putting it on display for other people to see. Now, we have a lot of things in life like this, that it's something that's already happened, and then we have a celebration of it. For example, marriage. When you go to get married to somebody, that we put on a show, don't we? We get together and we spend a lot of money, and I've got two daughters, and so we need to start saving and all of that stuff. But what that show is a celebration of love, isn't it? It's a celebration of these two people and their love that they already have. Now, you know, we know that in some places in the world they have arranged marriages and different things like that. But when we're talking about this today, we're talking about someone who already knows each other and they already have love for each other. And when they go to get married, we already know that their love has already taken place. They are already in love with each other. And so we're just putting it on for public display. And what do? We invite people to come. Why? Because this is a commitment that we are making. This is something special. This is the most special person in the world to me. And I want the world to know. That's what we're saying when we get married publicly. It's the public declaration. It's the public statement of your love for each other. And so that's what a marriage is, right? And it'd be very strange if you were to get engaged with somebody and, you know, you were started to talk about a wedding and you're like, no, I don't want anyone to know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I don't want anyone to know about our love. I just want us to get married privately. I don't want anyone. It'd be kind of a strange thing, because if you really love somebody, you want to tell the world. And that's a great example of what water baptism is, that we love Jesus, that we have decided to follow Jesus. And the baptism is that physical celebration. It is me saying, hey, I follow Jesus. I love him. And it's just telling people. And that's why we do it publicly. That's why we do it within the community of faith. It's something that we're celebrating. It's something that we're doing together, because in essence, the word baptized means to submerge under the water. So the practicality of baptism could be done in your house, in your bathtub. You could say, okay, Jesus, I choose to follow you. I baptize myself, and you go under the water, but there's nobody there to hear it. There's nobody there to celebrate it with you. You're not actually making a statement because nobody's there. And that's what baptism is all about, is making this public declaration of our faith. Another example would be for people that have graduated high school or university. What happens? We have a commencement, and they get a gown, and they get a hat, and they invite their family and friends, and your parents are proud, and you get a diploma or a degree or whatever, and then you walk up on the stage. And when you walk up on the stage, in that moment, you aren't making the decision to have studied for the past 4 years. You have already studied, right? But to go, and if someone were to go to the stage who hadn't studied for 4 years, who hadn't earned the degree, it would be strange for them to get a degree. Why? Because they hadn't already decided. And the same way with our faith, that we don't go to get baptized to get Jesus. We've already decided to receive Jesus. Baptism is that public declaration of me following Jesus. So when you go up on the stage and you've got your cap and gown and you get your diploma, people are celebrating that you've already studied, that you've already accomplished something, and that's what baptism is. I've already decided to follow Jesus. I'm just going to tell people. I'm just going to celebrate this with other brothers and sisters who have said yes to Jesus, who are all already following Jesus. And that's why if you've never been to a water baptism, it's just this big celebration. It's exciting. It's fun. It's like, hey, I'm following Jesus, and you're following Jesus, and you're just going to show us, and we're happy, and we celebrate that with you. And so that's what water baptism is all about. So we have two ordinances from Jesus, two practices, two physical practices. One is water baptism, and the other is communion. We also celebrate that here at the church. And same way, when we celebrate communion together, we're not actually receiving the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus said to do this in remembrance of me. He said, do this and you show the Lord's death, the Apostle Paul said. So these physical things that we do, the two physical things that we do, communion, water baptism, they are an outward show, a physical show of something that's already true. So that's why we do believer's baptism. We don't baptize people for them to get saved. And that's why we don't baptize babies, because babies are already for heaven. They don't need something to happen. They're already righteous with God. But when we get to the age of accountability, that we have to decide to follow Jesus, and we decide to follow Jesus, the scriptural way for us to do that within community is to become water baptized, so that we're making that public declaration. So who should be baptized? It should be people who have decided to follow Jesus, made that public declaration of faith. Yes, Jesus is my Lord. Yes, I follow Jesus. Is it only perfect people who get baptized? No, there's no such thing. Is it people who have the Bible memorized already? No, there isn't anybody like that. Do I have to have a degree in theology to get baptized? No, those aren't the requirements. The requirements is me saying yes to Christ. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm just going to tell people about it. I'm just going to show, and we're going to see here in a second from the scripture why we get baptized. So I just want to take a little bit of pressure off you there. You don't have to be a Bible school graduate. You don't have to understand everything about Jesus and about the scripture. But if you know that you're a Christ follower, you know you've accepted Jesus, this is the next step for you to take, just this public declaration of your love for him. So we're going to see this here in the scripture. So if you have your Bibles, especially those people who are getting baptized, who have signed up to get baptized, turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. If you don't have your Bible, we have the scriptures on the screen. Matthew chapter 28. And we'll see baptism here mentioned in the Great Commission. It says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" And that's what we will do with you on that day when you get baptized. "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So we see verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them." So once someone has become a disciple, that means Christ follower, made Jesus the Lord of your life, all interchangeable terms. The logical next step, the logical scriptural step is what? For them to be baptized, for them to tell about it physically. And that's what baptism does. And it tells a story. When we get water baptized, we are telling a story of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and we'll see some more scriptures along those lines. So the first reason that we would get water baptized is just obedience. Obedience to Jesus. We see here in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples," and then he said, "Baptize them." So that's what we would do. That's what we would do as a body of believers when someone has said yes to Jesus, someone has said yes to being a disciple of Christ. What would we do? We as a group, we would get some water together. And we would baptize them, and we would do it, and we would have a great celebration about them following Christ. Matthew chapter 3 shows us Jesus getting baptized. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John," John the Baptist. "But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' Jesus replied, 'Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.' Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son with whom I love, and with him I am well pleased.'" Now that's pretty dramatic when Jesus got baptized. And this isn't going to happen when you get baptized. This was special to this moment in Jesus. But we see here Jesus getting baptized. That they had changed this religious ceremony, this baptismal ceremony that they would do. They were saying that what a lot of times that would happen, and a lot of religions would use water to say, "Okay, I'm dipping in water to actually cleanse myself." But John's baptism was different. His was a baptism of repentance. Repentance just means to turn. So John was saying, okay, people have already decided to turn to the way of God, and then they get baptized. We see here in this moment, Jesus was baptized. The Holy Spirit came down. Now, when we get baptized, once again, we are testifying that we are identifying with Jesus. Jesus was baptized. He's told us in the Great Commission to be baptized. He's getting baptized himself. It's a natural follow for us to be baptized. We see in the early church, when the church first got started in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Let's turn over there. I'm just going to give you a few examples from one from the book of Acts, but baptism is all the way through the book of Acts where people would get saved and then they would get water baptized. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. So Peter is preaching this sermon, and it says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles' brothers, 'What shall we do?'" Verse 38, "And Peter said, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Verse 41, "So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." So once again, we see baptism subsequent to the hearing of the word or receiving of the message. So once again, we're not baptizing you to get you saved. We're not baptizing you to get you the Holy Spirit. You already have the Holy Spirit. If you are a follower of Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. That day, the day when we baptize you, is a celebration of something that has already taken place. It's already taken place before tonight. So you don't get saved when you get baptism, but baptism is an outward show of your faith in Christ. Now, it also tells a story. When we get baptized, one of the stories that it tells, one of the symbolisms is when you go under the water, you die with Christ. It's showing the grave. And then when you come up out of the water, you are risen with Christ. So we, not only are we identifying with Christ, but we are telling the story of the gospel when you get baptized. And that day when you get baptized, hopefully there'll be somebody in church. And maybe they don't know Jesus, and they will see the story being told when we get baptized. We're dying with Christ, and we're risen with Christ. That we are identifying with him. That we are realizing our righteousness doesn't come from ourselves. That we have received Christ, and so our righteousness comes from him. And because he died, and he rose again, that we can be righteous. And we are telling that story when we get baptized. So it's a beautiful thing that happens. We get to tell the story of salvation all over again. So once again, baptism accompanies salvation. It's subsequent to salvation, after salvation. It does not get you saved. All right, is everybody with me on that one? Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to see this here, verse 8. For by grace have you been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. So it says, what saves you? By grace, you have been saved through faith. It doesn't say through faith and baptism. So baptism doesn't save you. Baptism, once again, is just a physical show. It's an outward show of your testimony that you are already following Christ. Because our salvation is Jesus plus nothing equals everything, isn't it? That our righteousness comes from him. So baptism doesn't save you, but it is this outward show of what has already happened in our hearts. And if we think about that, do you remember when Jesus was on the cross and one of the robbers that was getting crucified with him, Jesus told him, "You'll be with me in paradise." Do you remember that? Now that guy had no opportunity to get baptized, did he? And Jesus was saying to him that he's going to be with him in paradise. So we can see that you don't have to be baptized to be saved. But when we get saved, we should be baptized, right? We're telling the story. We're going to be obedient to Jesus, following him in the waters of baptism. All right, so we're going to look at some more verses here that tell us a little bit more about what baptism is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. When we get baptized, we're identifying with the community of believers that are already followers of Christ. And once again, that's what's great about doing it publicly, that we are all celebrating together. You follow Jesus, I follow Jesus. I mean, I don't know. Any water baptism service just gets to me. I just love it. It's such a tremendous celebration of faith. And that's why it's great to do it together. I know some of you might be thinking, I don't want to do it. It's going to be Sunday morning. There's going to be a lot of people. But that's the point. Everyone's going to celebrate with you. The people that are already Christ followers, they're celebrating that you are following Christ as well. It's a great time. It's like a big party when we get baptized. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks or slave or free, we are all given the one Spirit to drink." So we see here this one idea that we're baptized into the body of Christ. So, and this word baptizes can be used two different ways. When we think about, once again, baptism means to submerge. When I follow Jesus, I'm submerging myself in Jesus. I'm not depending on my own righteousness. I'm not depending on my own goodness. His salvation has been provided for me by what he did on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. And so we get baptized into one body. So we get to be part of this body of believers, this group, this community of faith, and that's what church is all about. And so we see it's a group thing. It's a celebration of faith. It's something that we do publicly. So not only are we showing that we're being baptized into Christ, but we're being baptized into the community of believers, one Spirit, regardless of our background, regardless of our skin color, regardless of where we have come from, we are all one in Christ. Amen? Doesn't matter where we've come from, we all say, yes, I believe in Jesus, and yes, you're my brother, you're my sister. All right, Romans chapter 6. verse 4 that we see here in these verses that we identify with Jesus. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And that's what we're testifying of. That's what we're showing. That we, so he died, we died with him. That's what we're showing. It's I'm dying to my old way of life, and I've risen to new life in Christ. One of the other things that we are showing when we get baptized, we are identifying with Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So when we get baptized, once again, we are identifying with Jesus, who provides us the salvation. We're identifying our lives with him. We're saying we follow him. And we are identifying ourselves with the body of Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. So the same story keeps telling the same story, that we were buried with Christ. So when we go under the water, what are we showing? That I was buried with Christ. When I come back out of the water, I'm showing and I'm testifying that I am risen with Christ. This thing that has already happened, it doesn't happen when you go under the water. When you go under the water, you're telling the story. You're showing other people. You're testifying about it. But it's already happened. And so this is why it's a great celebration moment. And this is the whole idea of baptism, that we have already been submerged in Christ. We've already been submerged in the body of Christ. We have identified with the death, burial, and resurrection, that we're not relying on our own righteousness, our own goodness. And water baptism is telling that whole story. It is a great symbol that tells a lot of things. So baptism speaks of resurrection. It tells the story of resurrection. And that's something to celebrate, isn't it? And that's what life in Christ is all about. That I died and I was dead, but Christ has raised me from the dead. The life that I live is in Christ. And water baptism tells that whole story. So so we see these three major points. It's obedience, that we're obedient to get water baptized, that we're identifying with Christ, we're telling the story, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and then we're testifying. So it's three things. It's obedience, it's identify, and it's testify. Obedience, identify, and testify. So we are telling the story that we are identifying with Christ, and we're also telling a story when we get water baptized. Now, I made this fairly short tonight. Now, I know those of you that usually come on Wednesday night get a full hour with the doctor, and he will be back next week. But we do have some of our junior high students getting water baptized, and I didn't want to bore these guys for too long, because I think if I actually read every scripture about baptism, they would be asleep by the end of it, and then it would kind of defeat the purpose of teaching. So I hope you can all understand that. I tried to teach it at a range, and it's hard sometimes to teach to adults and to young people, but hopefully everybody can understand what I was talking about tonight. So those of you that already have signed up for water baptism, hopefully you got it tonight, you understood what it was all about. And maybe those of you, because we've invited people who went to Alpha, and also on Sunday we just made mention, if you don't know what water baptism is about, that we made mention that we were teaching tonight. And so after my teaching, if you're ready to sign up, it's not too late to sign up. You can also sign up tonight. But the prerequisite, we just wanted to make sure everybody understood it. Is that fair? Because in different times, you know, people think, okay, if I can just get in the water, my life will change. Getting in or in the water isn't going to, because you hopefully get in and out of water frequently in your life. So we all know that getting in and out of water doesn't change us, but following Jesus does change us. And so water baptism, once again, is that great outward showing to other people, hey, I'm a Christ follower. I'm identifying with Christ, and I'm testifying with Christ, and I'm obedient to him because he asked me to get water baptized. So we have a couple things that we want to do right now, some practical things. For those of you that have signed up for water baptism, Ami is going to come up, and she is going to give you an envelope that has some... Come on up. Go ahead, Ami. So everybody that has already signed up for water baptism, if you could just please raise your hand real quick. And she's just going to give you that envelope. Now, if we just want to make sure we got everybody, if maybe somebody came that wanted to find out about baptism, if you haven't signed up and you want to get baptized now, if you would raise your hand, we want to make sure everybody gets this information. Anybody that's desiring to get, we got one more here, Ami. Okay, so the information that you just got is some practical information about the baptism Sunday, about what time you have to be here, about what you have to wear, all those different things. So please, 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 please read it. And it's important. There's a lot of information because we want to give you breakfast that day. Want you to come a little bit early, make sure that everybody's arranged and together. And we're going to have a little bit of time up there in the youth area. Have breakfast together and get you prepared to be baptized. And so you are going to be baptized in the Sunday morning service on the 26th. Once again, people are going to be excited. They're going to celebrate with you. It's going to be a great morning. Isn't it true, church? So it's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to do it together. So please take a second and read that. You don't have to read it right now, but please read it. If you have any questions, you can call the church office or email Ami, and she will be happy to answer any of those questions. One other thing that we want to do is, if you have signed up to get baptized, you're going to be baptized. We want to take a few seconds and just get a little video of you talking about being baptized. Now, before you freak out, everybody just relax. Not a big deal. And partly it's just talking, because once again, when you get baptized, it's a physical testimony. And so it's just saying, yes, I have decided to follow Jesus in the water of the baptism. And if you take a second to talk about your relationship with God and what it means to you. And once again, you don't have to sound theological. You don't have to quote a Bible verse. Just be real. Just talk about what God has done in your life. Just take a few seconds, regardless of your age. It's not a big pressure thing. If you're young and you're thinking, I don't want to say it, you'll be fine. You'll be great. And it's actually John, our student ministry director, who's going to be doing the videotaping, so you can relax. You already know John. So we're going to dismiss here in a second. But for those of you that are getting baptized, we're actually going to do the videotaping over here in the green room hallway. And it's still really early. It's only 8 o'clock. And for those of you that really want to get home to the Leaf game, we'll get you out as soon as we can. But please, so all of you that have those envelopes, if you would just take a second and stand up and just head over here and sit in this section. If that's everybody, give them a hand as they head over there. And Ami, can you go tell John, or Ben, somebody tell John that we're ready to go?
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to send in your prayer requests or stories about what God is doing in your life to info@harvestfamilychurch.ca.